Blog Talk Radio.
Keep it real, don't conceal. Let me shoot my shot. I'm
pretty, pretty lady. Can I call you maybe? Pick you up at 10. Take you out and meet your friends.
Hello. Happy, happy Tuesday, August the 13th, to all my worldwide friends and listeners of Culture Shock's Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True, and appreciate you so much for being supporters and listeners and since March 21st, 2011. It's been an awesome birthday month. And sending shout outs to all of you that are celebrating a birthday this month and our fellow Leos, also summer babies. It's definitely hot. I'm in my native Jackson, Mississippi, because I know many of you always want to know, where are you? Are you in Jackson? Are you in Texas? Are you in Texoma? You know, right there at the borderline? Or where are you? I can't wait to resume traveling. I need to travel with Cousin Linda. So Cousin Linda is definitely looking forward to a full-fledged schedule so she can return and share her travel tips and etiquette tips and stories of providing great customer service and all her other I just love her stories. I often reshare her pictures. But, again, that was Pretty Lady. When I scheduled the show yesterday for this morning, I didn't have a opener. I had been planning on putting new openers up. So I went ahead and let it remain in its original version. But you guys know, wherever you can find Scarboy music, Spotify, Amazon, Apple, you can purchase. You can download it, purchase the song. Thank you, Scarboard, for recognizing my birthday. As a muse, I had to remind him. I guess he remembered because he had sent me a little message, and I reminded him, hey, my birthday is Sunday. And so thank you. Being one of his muses, just had to recognize that. And so thank you. Big shout out to Terry. Yes. Oh, we had an awesome time. You guys, the last broadcast, I talked about Terry. He's a longtime supporter friend of mine. And we've been, you know, I guess, adoring each other since for a while, since May. But we had an awesome time working as poll managers in Raymond, Mississippi last Tuesday. And we're looking forward to the runoff Tuesday that's coming up on August the 27th. So those of you that had Election Day earlier this month and are experiencing runoffs, you guys know what we're talking about. We have the big general election date on November the 5th. I need to look at the other states that are going through primaries and the runoffs and then have general elections on. That's what we'll talk about on the next broadcast, because this is a brief updated broadcast. But that's definitely what we would talk about, the runoffs that are coming up on August the 27th. And also, a lot of people have questions about absentee voting. Not only for runoffs that's happening right now, but many people don't want to miss out on voting. So what early voting, absentee ballot voting here in Mississippi is called absentee ballot voting. I know other states it's early voting, but many people like to know the deadline date of absentee ballot voting. And usually it's like that Saturday before the election, absentee ballot voting. Now, to register to vote for November, if I'm not mistaken, is like October the 7th or 8th. So you have to like the first, like 1 week into October to register to vote for November, you know. And see, we're handling all our local state counties business right now. Many people, you know, people that know I'm a political enthusiast and know that very soon I'll be getting into politics real soon, like 2 to 4 years. I just turned 51, so some people wonder, well, what's been taking so long, because I have loved politics since a little kid. But it's crazy. You really have to have your, regardless of your age, if you're a teenager that's running for office, or if you're a seasoned adult. One thing about it, we have to be prepared. Those of you that are in offices and campaigning, you know it's important to have a level head and be able to deal with the punches and be able to withstand some punches and have a good team around you that can also protect you. But number one, believing in God and protection of God and to follow his steps. And I know many of my friends are atheists and even family members. I know also believing in that higher power, those of you that believe in atheists, to believe in something that would motivate you and carry you on. But, you know, in my life, the power of God and prayer is so important. So I'm getting my mind right for that. And also those that are supporting me and our amazing team, you know, letting them know what could be scandalous once I decide to get into the political realm. I pretty much have decided. It's just deciding on which office here in Mississippi or in Texas or in a rural community in Mississippi or Texas or somewhere else. You never know. You know how people are. You go somewhere and you feel this is my calling, and then you decide, oh, you know, really. But I'm super excited about turning 51. A couple of years ago, my mom was still alive, and I turned 49. I had mixed emotions, and mom was like, "Be glad that you are alive." And I'm super excited about 51. My shout out to my church, Cathedral AME Zion, and Pastor Gary Adams Sr. and his wife Jane. We celebrate. It was my birthday on Sunday, but the church celebrated her birthday, because she's a fellow Leo, and her birthday was on the 8th, so we had a nice celebration for the first lady of my church. And just those that keep me in prayer, and the listeners Those of you that keep in touch with me and wonder when the show will be back to a full schedule, I'm just amazed at the international following since day one, since March 21st, 2011, and Blog Talk Radio is always showing concern too. When are you going to get back on the schedule? So looking real soon. I know I say that, but seriously, looking real soon. I need to get everything in gear and right. But all eyes on politics around the world. And thank you to those of you that live in villages and cities and towns and countries around the world that keep me updated on your community. I do take it seriously when you send me stuff. I do look at the videos. I do read the articles and all of that. And sometimes when I'm not online for maybe a while, when I do see your messages, I do my best to respond, and I do my best to read your information. And also remind you that my email address is KultureShock, KultureShockENT _Yahoo.com. Again, KultureShockENT _Beth@Yahoo.com. KultureShockENT _Beth@Yahoo.com. I campaigned for, you guys know I'm an independent thinker, open-minded Republican, have associated, had thoughts like that since a little girl, since third grade. But I openly campaigned and supported Democratic friends of mine, and I'm going to shout them out on their amazing campaigns. Matthew Johnson and Juan Cloy. There's going to be a runoff between Hinds County Sheriff. That'll be Vance and Mason. And then also I am campaigning for Bill Wallace. There will be a runoff between he and Lieutenant Governor Tate Reeves. There's going to be a runoff between Lynn Finch and Ann Taggart. So I will schedule a show for Thursday. And I thank you guys for tuning in. You are super amazing. And God bless. You've been listening to Beth, a.k.a. Be True, the Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Thank you and God bless.
Good morning.